Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for what you have done in your church and in the churches in Thailand, Father. We thank you so much for the move of the Holy Spirit, for the Word of God, for the miracles that happen. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you so much, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to speak to us through the Word today. May the Holy Spirit become our teacher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the past few weeks, we have been teaching about ruling and reigning through Christ Jesus. If you did not listen to the original teaching, the first few of them, I recommend you download from podcast when they come into the podcast, or get the MP3 or CD from our computer here and listen to those teaching. Because this is a long teaching, learning about how to rule and reign in life. It's like you going to Bible school. You know, my purpose to this church is not to keep you baby forever. We want you to grow up to become strong Christian. We want you to be able to really stand on your own feet and fight the battle for yourself instead of having to call the pastor all the time. Could you please pray for me? No, you don't need to call me. You can fight the battle yourself. You can rule and reign yourself. It's better to have victory than to be defeated. It's better to rule and reign than to be under the thumb of the enemy. It's better to be a victor than to be a victim. Amen. So I want to teach you to become a victor, to become a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to review all the things that I taught from last time. I'm going to just mention a little bit and go on because it's a long lesson today. But first of all, I want to say, we are not ruling and reigning only in heaven or when Jesus come back to rule the world for 1,000 years. We can rule and reign now in life. That's what the Bible say. The Bible say that we can reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. In life right now, we can rule and reign. We don't need to wait to go to heaven to rule and reign in life. And Jesus show us example how to rule and reign that we study a few times ago. Jesus rule and reign by his word. The Bible say where the word of a king is, there is power. The Bible say in the book of Job that when you are a king, you declare a thing and it will be established for you. And Jesus say in John chapter 14 verse 12, I say to you who believe in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do because I go to my Father. So Jesus expects us to rule and reign like him. Jesus spoke to the tree and the tree withered. Jesus spoke to the devil and to demons and say, quiet and get out of here. Demon have to leave. Jesus spoke to the wind and the storm. The wind and the storm quiet down. He ruled and reigned when he was walking on earth. And how can we do that? We need to have faith. The Bible says in Matthew 21 verses 20-22, after Peter saw Jesus say to the fig tree, spoke to the fig tree that you must be withered, and it happened. Jesus answered, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said to them, as surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree. You notice Jesus did not say, you cannot do this. I'm God. You are a human being. He said, you can do the same thing to the fig tree. You, me and you can do the same thing to the fig tree. We can rule and reign. Amen. Oh, by the way, Jesus did not speak to the fig tree as God. He was speaking to the fig tree as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Yes, he was God. But he was walking on earth to show us how a man should walk. And he continued to say that, but if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. You do not only do to the fig tree, But you can speak to the mountain. We need to understand that in our Christian walk, we have two things. Number one, praying. And number two, speaking. When we want the blessing from God, we pray and ask God. But when we see a mountain, who give us the mountain, the obstacle, the enemy. The devil give us the mountain. When we see the mountain, we don't pray to God, God, could you please remove the mountain from me? No. We speak to the mountain and say, mountain, you have to move out of me. You cannot be in my life. So we need to pray when we ask for the blessing. But when we see the mountain, we speak to the mountain. And the mountain have to obey us. We studied last time that in order to rule and reign as king by words, we need to believe that what we say will be done. We don't only believe that God is willing and God is able to do miracle for us, but we need to believe that what we say shall be done. Not only that, we learned from last time that in order to be able to have power with your word, you need to be people of your word. You cannot lie all the time. You must have the word of integrity, speak the truth to the best of your knowledge and your understanding. You cannot play with your mouth to speak lies and deception, and you need to be people of your word. You mean what you say, and you say what you mean, so that what you say will have power. Amen? You cannot lie all Monday to Saturday, and then come on Sunday and cast out demon, or try to command the sick to go away, and the devil will talk to you. But you lie all the time. Now you're going to use your word to command me? It's not going to work. We need to be the people of the word of integrity. Now I will go on to teach the lesson today. I love this lesson. Matthew 16, 15 to 19. We touch about this a little bit. Everyone say, biding. Everyone say, losing. This is a big subject, and I hope I can finish today. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Rock doesn't mean Peter. Rock means the confession or the revelation of who Jesus is. Jesus is the rock of the church, is the foundation of the church. Jesus is the cornerstone that the builders have rejected. Not Peter, not the descendant of Peter. I'm not the rock, but Jesus is the rock, okay? When we believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, then we can build the church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus talked about the keys. Jesus talked about the kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is the domain or the scope of influence of a king. And Jesus said that we are in the kingdom of God. We have the domain. We can rule and reign. He is the king of all kings. We are kings. Amen. And we can rule and reign. And in order to rule and reign, we need to have a key. You notice that I don't give the key of my house to you. Why? Because if I give the key of my house to you, it means you can walk into my house and do anything you want. It means you rule and reign in my house. But the key is only with me and Pastor Da. Amen? The same thing, you don't give the key of your car to me. The key means authority. You have the ruling and reigning authority. What is the key here that Jesus talked about? Whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. So Jesus wants us to rule and reign in this life. He wants us to get the key. The problem is that we cannot rule and reign until we submit to the kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ. I notice that people think that Christians are weak people. They think that we are weak people. We need God. Thank God that He gives us the understanding and insight that we are not strong enough to run our own life. It doesn't matter how much education you have. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what kind of connection you have in the world. We all don't have enough. And we don't know enough to run our own life. And I know that. If you come and ask me about obstetrics or gynecology, I would say, I'm sorry, I don't know about how to deliver baby anymore. I know only about how to take a tumor out from the brain. I have limited understanding. We need God. We need God every single day. So it's good to submit ourselves under the kingship or lordship of God. And then under that kingship, we can rule and reign under His authority. So the first thing is that we need to have the kingdom of God on the inside of us in order to rule and reign. But Jesus said, if you buy anything on earth, it will be bound in heaven. If you lose anything on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. What does it mean? It means that there is a connection between the earth and heaven. A lot of people misunderstand about God. They say that God is in control. Everything that happened on earth is God's will. They say that God will do anything He wants, whatever He wants, wherever He wants, whenever He wants, no matter what you feel or what you say or what you agree or not. That is a wrong theology. Actually, it's not true. Yes, universally, you cannot limit God or control God. But in your own life, you have your own choice. You cannot blame God for the bad things that happen to you. In other words, God gives us the freedom of choice. Listen one more time. God gives us the freedom of choice. This morning, you can choose to stay in bed or you can come to church. And if you stay in bed and you don't seek God and something bad happened to you because the devil attacked you, don't blame God. It's your own choice. I make choice since I was a new believer 20-something years ago that my kids gonna be in the church every Sunday. Unless I have emergency, then Pastor Da will bring the kids to the church. Because I make a choice to raise my kids in the local church, not in front of the TV on Sunday. Amen. Every one of us make choice. God give us the free will. And all the destruction, all the suffering, all the disaster that happened on earth is not the will of God. It comes by the rebellion and disobedience and the disbelief and unbelief of man. All the bad things that happen come from the choice of human being to rebel against God. Don't blame God. The world will be a different place if everyone is born again. If everyone submit to God and everyone obey God, this earth gonna be a different place. But no, not a lot of people submit to God. Even some Christians don't submit to God. Some people who come to church don't submit to God. That's why they get into trouble. So in order to rule and reign, we need to submit our life under His ruling authority, under God's ruling authority. Amen. Then we can rule and reign on this life. And Jesus said, I give you the key in ruling and reigning. I read Matthew chapter 16 a while ago. Now I read Matthew 18. It's interesting. Jesus said this sentence two times. It means that it's important. Matthew 18:18-20. As surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. It's true that it seems like God is limited by our prayer life. It's true that it seems like God cannot do anything for humanity unless somebody asks Him to do it. There is a connection between man and heaven. We can stop God from doing things. And we can let God do things on earth here. Amen? Why in certain meetings the Holy Spirit is not moving? Because the pastor stopped it. I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm not gonna let the Holy Spirit move in the church. So you can allow God to move, or you can stop God from moving. He will not force you. He gives you freedom of choice. Jesus talked about this fact again and again. What He tried to say here. Psalm 78 verse 41 say. Psalm 78 verse 41. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Can man limit God in his own life? Yes. You cannot limit God universally, but you can limit God in your own family. You can stop God in your own personal financial situation. You can limit God to do anything in your church. You can limit God because God will not force you to do anything. You make choice every single day. Amen. If bad things happen, it means we make a wrong choice. If good things happen, God blessing come, we make the right choice. We need to make choice every day. Yes, heaven rules, but his ruling authority is not completely independent from us. We need to cooperate with God. We need to learn how to bind and we learn how to loose. And we're going to explain in detail how to bind and loose today, this morning. Amen. A lot of people think that, oh, you know, whatever happened on earth here, everything that happened to me, to you, every decision we make is all predestined by God. God ordained it from the beginning at the creation. Flunk the test. It's not true. God's will is not for you to be sick. God's will is not for you to have a broken home and divorce. We make our own choice what happened to our life. And if we agree with him and do the right thing, then we get the blessing. Amen. We need to make choice. A lot of people try to have this we call no fault religion. What does it mean, no fault religion? Everything bad happened, I blame God. I'm not going to blame myself. That's no fault religion. No. You are responsible for your own action and your own decision. You notice one thing, that when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them the truth, how to live in the Garden of Eden. When God pulled the Israelite out of Egypt, he gave them the truth. And after he gave them the truth, what did he say? And this happened to today. The same thing happened to today. Deuteronomy 30:19. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. Today, I have given you the choice. Everyone say choice. Between life and death. Between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Everyone say the choice I make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. God gave us principle in the Bible. God showed us the truth. And after that, who make decision? We do. We make decision what to do with it. God give us money. And we need to make a decision. How are we going to do with that money? What are we going to do with that money? We always have choice. How about eternal security? Once saved, always saved. Yes, if you still follow God, you're always saved. But if you one day wake up and you make decision, I'm going to go out and do goofy thing. I don't care about God anymore. I don't care about what Jesus say anymore. Jesus, you're not my Lord anymore. Even though you were saved yesterday, today if you do that, you're not saved. There is no eternal security. You need to make choice every single day that you're going to follow Jesus or not. And you're going to obey him or not. It's a daily choice of life. Amen. For me and my wife, we make a choice to go to church, to serve God, to be in the central will of God. And we have found out in the past 20 something years that it's the best. It's the best to be in the church. It's best to serve God. It's the best to obey God. And I don't want to even taste or experience a little bit of things in the world. Destruction, death, sickness, disease, problem, curses, sin. I don't want to experience. There's nothing out there in the world to offer to me. Only God can offer the blessing and life and honor and blessing and prosperity to me. And joy and peace and that the world cannot understand. I'd rather stay and make a choice to stay with God, not to walk out from the kingdom of God. Amen. We have free choice every single day. When something happens in our life, we can say whether we allow it or not as king who rule and reign. Listen, I read from NLT. I think it's more clear to our ear about binding and loosing. Matthew 16:19, I read from NLT. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Matthew 18:18 NLT, New Living Translation. I tell you the truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. In other words, as we have free choice, we can allow things to happen or we can permit things from happening. We have the right to say it as king who rule and reign on earth here. I choose, I make a choice to permit the Holy Spirit to move in this church. Even though people get mad at me and walk out of this church because I lay hand on people, I permit God to do His work. Amen. I listened to testimony of Pastor Kenny that his son got touched by the fire of God in the camp. After that, he was totally changed. I'd rather see member change than to have a dry clean service in the meeting. I permit God to move. And the same thing, you can do the same thing. You can say, God, don't touch me. You say it, don't touch me. Or you say, God, touch me. You can permit or you can forbid God to do anything in your life. It's our choice. Certain country forbid God to have the word of God preached in that country. But certain country allow the word of God to be preached in that country. Some church permit the Holy Spirit to move. And some churches don't allow the Holy Spirit to move. So it's our choice again and again. Let us say it together. Whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Whatever I permit on earth shall be permitted in heaven. Whatever I prohibited on earth, it will be prohibited in heaven. So is it our choice? And we need to say it. Amen. This truth is important that we understand. Mark 3:22-23. We are learning about loosing and binding and ruling and using the word as king to rule and reign on earth here. And the scribe who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub, mean the god of flies or Satan. And by the ruler of demons, he cast out demons. So he called them to himself and said to them in parable, how can Satan cast out Satan? In this situation, Jesus cast out demons. And then the religious leaders criticized him that he was doing that by the power of Satan. In other words, he is a cult. He is a false teacher. And don't follow him. So if Jesus was accused that way, you think we will not be accused? We will be accused that way, that we are a cult. But thank God we are not a cult. We follow Jesus. Amen. Verses 24 to 28. If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. Everyone say kingdom. He's talking about the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God. And we must rule and reign in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of light. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. I'm going to emphasize this sentence in a few minutes. And then he will plunder his house. As surely I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. Jesus talking about kingdom. In order to see the kingdom of God rule and reign on earth, in the church, in a family, husband and wife, local church, one thing we need is unity. If we are divided, we cannot progress. We cannot rule and reign. God spoke to me that my mission trip this time, I saw more miracle than ever have before. The mute was speaking. People from the wheelchair get up and walk. One of the reasons, because all the pastors and the mission team in Bangkok that worked with me, all united with me. No one come against me. And God moved so powerfully. The same thing in this local church. If we want to see the move of God, we need to be united. We need to be in one together. If you want to see miracle happen in your home, husband and wife, you need to be united. That's why I say again and again to the single in this room, please don't be married to a non-believer. Because you will not see the manifestation of God in your home if you don't agree. One person wants to go to church, another person doesn't want to go to church. It's not gonna, you're not gonna have a full blessing of God. Trust God, if God can create the heaven and the earth, He can bring a man to you. He can bring a woman to you. Don't be panicked at 25 years old. Some people start to get panicked, 25 already. Now wait for the right timing, wait for the right man, a right woman. Amen? I know you get tired of listening to this, but it's for you. Acts chapter 2 verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Miracle happened in the book of Acts because they were all one place, one unity. They speak the same thing, they think the same thing, they have the same vision. Okay, this is the principle of choosing church. You talk to God. God, what church do you want me to be in? And ask God about it. And if God tell you this church, plug in, get involved, and begin to join them and flow with them. And speak the same thing the pastor speak. If there are two leaders in the church, they're going to pull each other, go different way. And the church will not go anywhere. You have the same one vision. Speak the same way. Our church believe in evangelism, making disciples, and preparing the church to be the bride of Christ by the fire of God. So if you don't like the fire of God, unfortunately, it's hard to be in this church. Because I'm not going to stop the fire of God for you, just to please you. I have to go on with the vision God has given to me. And that vision comes from Jesus, the head of the church. How many heads should we have in a local church? How many heads should we have in a house? The same thing, you join the church and you just move with the leadership and speak the same way, go the same direction together. Amen? That is the way it goes in the kingdom of God. If you want to see the blessing in your home, the blessing in your church, follow the head. Amen? And Satan tried to do everything to split the church. Satan would do everything, try to divide people, causing people to hate each other and divide up in the church. I and Pastor Da have to fight with this all these years to stop division in the church. And thank God we haven't had any church split in the past 20 years. Thank God. Amen. Look at Jesus say. Mark chapter 3 verse 27. I read one more time. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his good unless he first asks God to buy the strong man. Is that correct? Listen one more time. I try to get your attention. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his good unless he pray to God, Father in heaven, please buy the strong man for me. What did he say? Unless he first buys the strong man. Okay. We're going to come to that point now. Binding and losing. Who bind the strong man? God or you? We do. We're going to learn how to buy today. Very simple. The message is very simple. But don't beg God to buy the devil for you. Don't beg God to buy sickness for you. You buy it yourself. You say, get out of here. I don't permit you to be in my kids. Get out of here. If your kids have fever, you don't say, God, could you please get fever away? No, you say, fever, I command you. I buy you up. I tell you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. You have the authority to buy. You have authority to confess. Many Christians never see all this miracle happen. Many Christians try to follow God for a long time. They pray and pray and pray and they don't see the result. I'm a doctor. I tell you, one of the reasons I'm very successful in my practice, when I perform spine surgery, per patient love me. Because I listen to God and God tell me what to do exactly. And when I perform the right surgery, they got healed, no more pain. Oh, they love me. They want to kiss me and hug me and oh. And they went to see, tell another 10 friends to come to see me. So I don't need to depend on the website. Why? Because God told me exactly what I need to do in my surgery. Right surgery, right outcome. I told my patient all the time, I need to get more tests because of wrong information, wrong decision, bad outcome. Good information, good decision, good outcome. This is the principle. The same thing with the spiritual life. If you don't know the information, you make a wrong move, you don't see the outcome. And today I want to tell you the right information to get the right outcome. And a lot of Christians never get good outcome because they don't have the right information. And I'm going to tell you the right information today. And if we hear that, we need to change. Amen? If we want to rule and reign in our spiritual journey, we need to make some adjustment. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here. How we can rule and reign, how we can bind the enemy, how we can lose the blessing from heaven into our life. Look at the scripture. James chapter 4 verse 2. James 4 2. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. This scripture talk about people in the church sinning, walking in the flesh, walking in carnality. And what happened? They don't have. They don't go anywhere. Look at what James continued to say in verses 6 to 8. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil. Notice that Jesus, God did not say, you asked me to resist the devil for you. Who bind? Who resists the devil? Okay. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. How we can get the grace of God? Being humble. The humble get the grace of God. Is that right? Look at how we can rule and reign in this life. Let me read Romans chapter 5 verse 17. For if by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one. Adam sinned against God. Death reigned on earth here. Much more, thank God, much more. Those who receive abundance of grace, everyone say grace, and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. How are we going to reign? We can reign by having abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. How can we receive the gift of righteousness? We're going to talk about that in a future sermon. But today I'm going to emphasize grace. How do we reign in life? By having abundance grace. I know that the miracles that happened last weekend in Thailand was not Pastor Lau ability at all. It's the grace of God. I can practice in Bellevue and Kirkland as a neurosurgeon because it's the grace of God. I don't deserve it. It's the grace of God. We have a nice church here. People love each other. It's a beautiful family of God here because it's the grace of God. Every great thing that happened to any man of God throughout church history, any good things that happened to you, comes by the grace of God. You cannot get the credit for about it. You cannot boast about it. It's all by the grace of God. I want to be clear about this. How you can rule and reign? How can you command the devil to get away from your life? How you can tell fever to leave your children and leave your body? By the grace of God. Now, next question. How can you get the grace of God? If you want to be used by God, you need to have a lot of grace of God. How? By being humble. God opposes the proud. The proud will not have the grace. There is a teaching in the body of Christ right now say the grace is everywhere. You can live wickedly and you still have the grace of God. It's a wrong teaching. Period. It's not true. You cannot get the grace of God by living in sin and rebel against God all the time. The grace of God comes only when you are humble. How do you show humility, humbleness? By submitting to God. Amen. You can rule and reign by having grace. How do you get the grace? By being humble. How do you show that you are humble? By submitting to God. Which come first? Resist the devil or submitting to God come first? Submitting to God come first. So when you submit to God every single day, you submit to God. You obey God. You don't sin against God every day. And one day, the devil attack your money, attack your finances, attack your kids, attack your marriage. And you can say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not allowing you, devil, to touch my wife. I'm not allowing you, I forbid you, I bind you up, I shut you down in my home. In Jesus' name, get out of here. You can say it. But if you sin every single day, you don't care about what God say. You rebel against the Bible. And when you speak to the devil, get out of here. He laugh at you. What? You submit to me all the time. How can you rule and reign? How can you rule over the devil if you submit to him every single day? It's not going to work. Is that true? If you want to rule over the devil, you need to submit to God and resist the devil. A lot of people think that, oh, temptation is like a goodie. You know, I like to play with kids. I love to play with kids. I like to tickle them, play around, give them something and run around just to have fun with the kids. And a lot of people think that the devil give you goodies, beautiful woman to come so you can commit adultery, oh, some nice job so that you can miss church on Sunday. Oh, just goodie to play with you. No, it's not a goodie. The goal and the purpose is not just to have fun playing with you. The purpose is to put you under his thumb so that he can rule over you and get rid of you and kill you and destroy you and steal from you. He has a plan to rule over you. And the way to do that is to make you submit to him instead of submitting to God. How can you say that to the devil, shut up? If when he tells you to do something, you say, yes. Yes, sir. Yes. And you try to tell him, shut up. He say, what? You just follow me a while ago. I'm not going to shut up. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't stop submitting to God. Keep on going. Don't give the devil the foothold to come into your life. I make a decision. After I studied this lesson, oh, God, I'm not going to sin. I want to have authority. I want to be able to rule and reign in my life. I'm not going to cheat God with my tithe. I'm not going to cheat God with money. I'm not going to have bad attitude, talk bad about people, gossip about people. I'm not going to do anything to make God unhappy with me. Because I want to rule and reign in this life. Amen? The devil used this method from the beginning in the book of Genesis. You remember? We studied a few Sundays ago that God created Adam and said, I bless you, I give you dominion to rule over the earth. You can name the animals. And the devil look at it, I'm not happy. So what he tried to do? He tried to steal that dominion from Adam and Eve by deceiving them to obey him. So once Adam and Eve obey Satan, Adam lost his dominion. The same thing. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. After he grew up, he received the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he walked out from the Jordan River with the anointing. And the devil saw that. He's scared. When I go to Thailand, he's not scared of Dr. Lau. He's scared of my anointing, the anointing in me. You need to understand, he's not scared of man. He's scared of the anointing. What does the anointing do? The anointing, thank you. The anointing will remove the burden. Is that right? And who give the burden? The devil. The anointing will break the yoke. Who give the yoke? The devil. Do you know that if you are, you have been bound by the devil and not be able to sleep, have insomnia for 30 years. Just one touch of the anointing, you can be free. Like that man that I testified a while ago. Just one touch of the anointing, you can be free. That's why the devil hates the anointing. And that's why when I move the anointing, some people who have demon in them don't like me. Because the demon inside them say, I don't like this. I'm going to get out of here right now. Because they don't want to be set free. The anointing set the captive free. Jesus said one time, I cast out demon out of you by the Spirit of the living God, and the kingdom of God come upon you. So he saw that Jesus had the anointing without limit. He was apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and teacher in the same man. He has had the anointing without limit. When Jesus walked out of the Jordan River, the devil looked at him like, I had to get rid of him. I had to steal the authority from him. I need to steal that ruling authority from this man. What did he do? He tempted Jesus. Look at Luke chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. And the devil said to him, all this authority I give you, and that glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, and all will be yours. You see, he tempted Jesus to submit to him. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. What do you think if Jesus did not submit to God and yield to the devil that day? You think Jesus would walk out of the wilderness with authority? I don't think so. He would not be able to cast out demons. He would not be able to stop the wind and the storm. But thank God, Jesus did not yield to the devil. He continued to submit to God. And what did he do? He resisted the devil. He didn't just say, Father in heaven, could you please take the devil away from me right now? Did he say that? No. What did he say? Get behind me. You can do the same thing. When the devil comes to you, you don't say, Father, help me. You bind him. You bind the enemy. You say, get out of here. Get behind me, Satan. You see, the whole Bible goes the same direction here. Talking about authority, losing authority if you submit to the devil. But if you submit to God, you don't lose authority. And you have to bind him, command him to go away. What is the outcome of not submitting to the devil? Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 15. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. News of him went out through all the surrounding regions, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. How many people remember Samson? Samson is not bigger than you. Samson is an average man like you and me. But he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Look at what he could do. Judges 16:3. And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gates of the city and the two gate posts, pulled them up, bar and all, put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Wow, this man has so much energy, so much strength. Not because he has big muscle, not because he is a giant. He's a normal man. But why he has so much energy? The anointing. The same scheme that the devil tried to attack Adam and Eve, attack Jesus, the same scheme. Do you notice that the devil used the same method? The lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. He knows Samson has the lust of the eye. The devil brought Delilah. And Delilah come in, beautiful woman. I will sleep with you if you give me the secret of your strength. Did Samson yield? Samson yielded. He gave the key to Delilah. You cannot fight with the Philistines during the day and sleep with the Philistine at night. It's not going to work. You cannot cast out demon on Sunday morning, but Sunday evening you go out and sin and drink and watch pornography. It's not going to work. You try to cast out demon on Sunday morning, but at night you turn on pornography. The devil going to look at you. It's not going to work. You fight with me in the morning, but at night you sleep with me. What is the answer? Submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. You have the authority. Jesus has given you authority as believer. But what is the prerequisite to operate in the power that you can rule and reign in this life? The first thing you need to do. Everyone say first thing. Submitting to God. And then you show humility. You receive the grace. And you can resist the devil. Who resists the devil? God or you? We do. So when you get sick, what do? You say, in the name of Jesus, I bind this sickness up. I resist you. I shut you down. Don't touch me. Don't touch my kids. You know, I pray almost every day. Devil, you cannot touch my children in this house. I speak all the time. Don't touch my members. In Jesus' name, get out of here. I demand, I resist, but I need to live a holy life. I cannot be goofy pastor and play around cheating money and going after women and all this stuff. I cannot do that. I have to be very, very godly to be able to exercise my authority all the time. Amen? God did not say, I will abide in heaven and then you will abide on earth. What comes first? We abide on earth first and heaven will back us up. When you go out to do business, I lose money from heaven and heaven will lose it for me. I lose good health to my family and heaven will back you up and good health will come. I buy the work of the enemy in my house and my church and the heaven will back you up. Everyone say back up. Who say first? God or you say first? Who declare first? Who speak with authority and ruling and reigning first? We speak and God back us up. But in order to be able to speak like that with authority to rule and reign in life, we need to submit to God. Don't be like Samson. Amen? Do you learn something today? Very simple. But a lot of Christians miss it. They don't understand how to rule and reign. We're going to learn next time. Continue. We have about 10 sermons. This is number 4. So we have 6 more sermons to go. Maybe 12 more times. Because each sermon I can preach only half. This is half of the 2 Sundays ago. Amen? Are you enjoying this? Everyone say, ruling. And reigning. Through Christ Jesus. I have authority. I have power. I have dominion. I submit to God. I rule with my word. I can command. I can bind. I can loose. And heaven back me up. Because I walk in humility. I submit to God. And I receive the grace of God. I rule by the abundance of grace. In Jesus' name. From today on, I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't we exercise that right now? You have any problem in your life right now that you want to command? By yourself. Amen? Why don't we stand up? Whatever problem in your life, maybe sickness, maybe job problem, maybe family problem, we pray first. Pray with me. Follow my prayer. Father in heaven, today I decide to repent of my sin, walk in humility, submit to you. Obey you, Lord. I receive authority and power, abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ. I have faith, Lord, that I can rule and reign through Christ Jesus. I exercise my authority right now. Where the word of the King is, there is power. I shall declare a thing. It will be established for me. I bind, and heaven will bind for me. I loose, and it will be loosed in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now you just speak it to your own situation in the name of Jesus. Whatever, maybe some chronic sickness, maybe debt, maybe the attack of the enemy toward your kids, your husband. Speak it. You have to do it yourself. I don't do it for you. Speak it out loud. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind the work of the enemy in this church toward any member, any kids. I bind sickness and disease, debt and poverty, broken relationship between husband and wife. I bind it up. I shut it down and I lose the blessings of heaven into them in the name of Jesus Christ. We demand that the curses are broken and the blessings flow in this, in every family in this house. I lose a godly man to a single woman in this church. I lose the godly woman to the single man in this church, that they will marry the right person. I lose faith, joy, peace into every family in the name of Jesus. And we bind depression, sadness, heaviness, sickness in every life in this church. In Jesus' mighty name, we have what we say. We believe it shall be done. Yes, Lord. Those who want to be pregnant and have not been able to be pregnant, we lose the baby into their womb. In the name of Jesus, they will have beautiful babies. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many people believe that what you say shall be done? It shall be done. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How many people are going to practice this from now on? Every single day, you're going to practice. You may not see the outcome overnight. That's okay. Keep doing it. Have faith. Sometimes the materialization of what you say may not happen overnight. But you don't give up. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why don't you turn to the next person and say, you are a king to rule and reign in this life. King and rule and reign in this life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for this service. We pray, Father, you bless the lunchtime that we can fellowship. Father, we pray, Lord, that your people in this house will keep growing and growing in the way of the Lord. They will never be the same. They will be strong disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
To them all gathered in your name, I lift to you this new praise song. All the wrongs I have ever done have been washed away by your only Son. Bring me your tired, you said. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory. Lord, I sing to you a new song, a new song. Lord, I give to you a new song, a new song. Hear the words, hear the words, believer. Holy Spirit, please descend. Long for your touch, your energy. I want to be reborn into loving arms. Lend your grace, please, Lord. Hear my song. Bring me your diet, you said. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory.